News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Election posters should be banned nationwide. That's one of the calls in a public petition for consideration in the Oireachtas today. But is it a good idea? Alan Kinsella is an election historian, and Dr. Claire Moriarty is a visiting researcher at Trinity's Long Room Hub. Good morning to you both. Alan, you are a connoisseur of posters. I presume you'd hate to see them go.
I would indeed, yes. Even I see, you know, they're very important. They tell you the election is on. You know, not everybody is tuned into the news. Not everybody is, you know, the way young people especially are these days. They don't sit down and watch the news the way we did when we were growing up. They may not even listen. You know, their information sources are different. It also tells us who is running, which is important as well. And then, yeah, of course, where you are. Not so much for presidential elections, because, you know, tomorrow morning all the posters will be up. But, you know, we know we're in Ireland. But if you're in a constituency, if boundaries change, especially in local elections where boundaries change more often, tells you who's running in your area and so on. And they're fairly egalitarian too.
Well, yeah, there's only a certain amount of sizes you can put up there, there is always jockeying for the best position. But Dr. Claire Moriarty, are you as big a fan as Alan?
Good morning. I'm not. I would be in favour of banning, to be honest, and at the very least restricting it enormously compared to what we have now.
Why so?
So I'll just try and tackle some of the points that Alan has made. And good morning, Alan. I think you could find out that an election is on in a more scaled down way than we see. So you might think that the complete wallpapering of our streets with faces is excessive to the need just to let people know an election is on. So I take the point that we should be doing something to inform the electorate when it's time to go to vote. But I think what we're seeing in the streets does more than that. Then, as Alan rightly says, they do tell you who's running, but they really just sort of tell you what the people who are running look like, which faces might be on the...
But that's important too, because we made a decision a couple of years ago that on our ballot paper we get to put the pictures next to the names as well as their party or whether they're an independent or not. And that helps a whole variety of people to know who they're voting for.
It does again tell you what they look like and who they're voting for, but it doesn't really tell you anything about their policies. So it might leave a voter with the unfortunate sort of knowledge situation of literally knowing nothing other than whether they have a nice face or not. So you might think it advantages people who are conventionally attractive. Also, that having to display a massive picture of your own face is a kind of onerous barrier to entry for other people who might be liking to be involved in, say, local politics. So I'm not sure it's a sort of all in the round, absolute positive the way it's often talked about.
We do have certain parts of the country, Alan. I'm thinking of the island, the great island of Cork City Centre, where election posters are banned entirely. It's kind of a bit of an omerta. No politician dare put one up because they'd be the only one that did it. And I have to say, it's a little bit of an oasis during an election because you can come in here and you're not going to have politicians staring down at you. Would there be an argument, as Claire has made there, for a restriction, perhaps, as opposed to a free-for-all?
Possibly. And actually, funnily enough, you talk about Cork City and there are other areas. And I think Theresa Reedy did a study where turnout was higher where there were where there was posters as opposed to areas where there was no posters. So there's that part as well. And all that, you know, even on a basic level, parties wouldn't spend, or candidates wouldn't spend money unless they worked. Yeah, you could restrict the posters. Actually, it'll be funny. We won't have as many because it's a presidential election. Looks like there'll be three or four candidates. So we won't have as many as there would be in a local election or a general election. So, for local or general, you could put a cap on the number for certain things.
It works in other countries, to be fair. Claire, last word on this to you. I was in Germany a couple of weeks ago and they were having a local election and they did have posters, but they were exceptionally few and far between. I was still doing the same thing I do here. Oh, don't like the look of him. Not really. She looks like a good candidate. It is a little bit superficial in many ways, but should we keep some of them? That's my argument to you.
I think one option would be, and I think what Germany have adopted is like the Japanese system, which is that the council gets together and nominates a couple of areas, say with a lot of foot traffic. And then they do what I think is an actually democratic, you know, it actually is a leveler, is that they apportion for every person who is qualified to run, they apportion an equal amount of space for them, and all their posters go there. They're the same size, they're the same sort of printing quality. And I think compared to that, we often hear that the poster situation we have here is a great leveler. But obviously, insider parties know when the election's happening, they've much larger resources to bring to bear to get people up on their ladders. So I think something like you saw in Germany or what Japan have would actually be a better solution to that issue.
All right. Dr. Claire Moriarty, visiting researcher, Trinity's Long Room Hub, Alan Kinsella, election historian. Thank you very much for joining us. It does give rise to the question, and I suppose we'd have to ask him at some point if we get to talk to him. Did Gareth Sheridan have his posters done up? I wonder, does Maria Steen have her posters done up at this stage? If so, they'll be heading to the pulper if she doesn't get on the ticket. Let us know what you think this morning. Should we get rid of the posters altogether? 53106 for your text.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.